Welcome to this special edition of the Strategy Driven Podcast, an interview with Dwayne Sparks, author of Masters of Loyalty, How to Turn Your Sales Force into a Loyalty Force. On behalf of the entire Strategy Driven team, I would like to welcome you to this special edition of the Strategy Driven Podcast, an interview with Dwayne Sparks, author of Masters of Loyalty, How to Turn Your Sales Force into a Loyalty Force. The Strategy Driven Podcast focuses on the tools and techniques executives and managers can use to improve their organization's alignment and accountability to ultimately achieve superior results. These podcasts elaborate on the best practice and warning flag articles found on the Strategy Driven website at www.strategydriven.com. In this special edition podcast, Dwayne Sparks, chairman and founder of the Sales Board, shares with us his insights on gaining true customer loyalty. Using his action selling method, Dwayne illustrates how professional salespeople can move customers beyond being merely satisfied and becoming truly loyal, such that they have stopped shopping and are highly resistant to competitors' appeals. So now, without any further delays, let's get started. We are privileged to be joined by Dwayne Sparks, author of Masters of Loyalty, How to Turn Your Sales Force into a Loyalty Force, and chairman and founder of the Sales Board, an organization of sales management and training professionals who teach the critical selling skills that have the greatest impact on gaining customer commitment. For more than two decades, Dwayne and his organization have trained sales professionals in the use of his unique action selling method, certifying over 350,000 salespeople in more than 3,000 organizations. These individuals and their companies have subsequently realized a dramatic increase in sales, resulting in six times the revenue increase of similar firms. Dwayne, welcome back to the Strategy Driven Podcast.
Thank you, Nathan. Great to be back with you again.
I really enjoyed Masters of Loyalty. And, you know, our audience knows that I love business novels. But, you know, every one of your novels has a bit of a different perspective. And what I really liked about Masters of Loyalty was how it was an examination of the action selling process by someone who, of course, was a sales superstar. So I just really loved your approach.
Well, thank you, Nathan.
Well, Dwayne, before reading Masters of Loyalty, you know, I'll have to admit, I would have said that customer loyalty to me was if I had a client that routinely purchased the same or maybe a little bit more volume of my products and services over a very extended period of time. And that would have been loyalty to me. Now, after I read Masters of Loyalty, I realized that I couldn't have been really more wrong. So to start our conversation today, I was hoping that you could describe for our audience what truly constitutes customer loyalty.
Okay, Nathan, I think that it'd be best to tell a story here about how we get customer loyalty wrong.
Okay.
Now, like any business owner, I shop among various vendors or suppliers for the goods and services that my company needs. But in one area where my company relies on an outside source, I am extremely loyal to this particular supplier. And by loyal, I don't just mean that I'm satisfied with this vendor or that I have never had a complaint or, a need to have a problem solved.
Sure.
I mean that I've stopped shopping. And I can't imagine an offer from another supplier or competitor of this person that would tempt me away. Now, the relationship that I enjoy with the firm is just too valuable to me and to my company, and I wouldn't consider giving it up. Now, this vendor does good work, and he does good work at competitive prices. Now, that's a given.
Okay.
I'm sure that if I looked around, I'd find some other supplier that could do it cheaper, and I'm sure that, at least on paper, the quality and the services would look as good. Now, I don't care. It's the relationship that has had me stuck like glue for the last 15-plus years. True loyalty, Nathan, is when the relationship is so strong that the customer has stopped shopping.
Okay. And, Dwayne, because you're talking about a relationship, you know, I was going to ask if customers are loyal to a salesperson, the product, or the business, or some combination of all three of those.
Okay, let me disclaim first that, you know, I'm talking, and I want to talk today about business-to-business situations and not necessarily business-to-consumer situations.
Okay.
Because I think we all know that, you know, organizations like you know, the airlines have loyalty programs, and, you know, in my case, even though I use a particular airline most of the time, it's because they have a hub in the city that I travel out of, and it has nothing to do with true loyalty. I fake loyalty to that airline because occasionally I get to sit in the front of the airplane or I get to board early. So I want to take the business-to-consumer out of the picture here and talk about business-to-business. Let me continue with my example that I had discussed earlier. Here's a point that usually gets missed in most all discussions about things that companies can do to build loyal, lasting relationships with customers. Mm-hmm. As with every truly powerful relationship you and I have ever had, this one is not actually with a corporation. It's with a person.
Okay.
Specifically a salesperson. This company just reaps the benefit of the relationship that that salesperson has with me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my guy won a from me years ago, and soon after that, he had all of my business. And he's deep into my company with his relationships. He knows all of my key people. He knows all the people that are not key. And regardless of their position in the organization, he has relationships with not just me, but a lot of folks in my company.
Sure.
In terms of me, he knows my wife, he knows my children, he knows my best friends, and I know his. He knows my business. He knows it as well as any employee that I have.
Okay.
And frankly, we've solved a lot of problems together. So if I'm creating a new product, he's involved in the strategy as well as the design and the execution. You know, I've learned that I can avoid 1,000 headaches if I rely on him not just as a supplier, but as a business partner. And he has a complete solution, or as complete a solution as I could possibly wish for. By the way, his name is Kevin Mergens, and his business is printing. And that's a key part of what I do as an author and publisher.
Mm-hmm. Well, and Dwayne, as you conveyed your story of your relationship with Kevin, well, both just right now and in Masters of Loyalty, one thing that struck me was there was a real passion that came through in the story. And I'm wondering if there wasn't another aspect of loyalty. And that was something that just goes beyond not shopping around, but is really a loyal customer becomes, in a way, an advocate or a salesperson for the person that you're loyal to.
Well, I definitely say yes to that. I wrote about Kevin in this book about loyalty, and I'd certainly be a reference for him, or I would refer prospects to him if I ran into someone. Now, when I wrote this book, I didn't tell Kevin that he was going to be in the book.
Okay.
I just wanted to see if he would read it, and after I submitted the work, I got a phone call from him, and it was one of the most humble and gracious phone calls that I've ever received, and I'll never forget it. So the answer is definitely yes. He's a friend and a supplier that is completely trusted by myself and my employees. So I think that definitely would be the loyalty goes beyond just buying. It goes into recommending him to other people.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, and that is something else. Now, Dwayne, one misconception that I had was that a satisfied customer would naturally just be a loyal one. I kind of equated the two as being equal. But you've done some research that shows quite the opposite. Could you share that research and your findings with our audience?
I'll give you a few things that we found in our research. And by the way, in 2006, we surveyed not only customers to talk mm-hmm. about their relationships, but we also surveyed the other side, the salesperson side, to discuss and get their perspectives on what customer satisfaction and loyalty mean.
Okay.
From our research, 75% of customers who leave a company for a competitor mm-hmm. say they were either satisfied or even very satisfied with the company that they left.
Wow. That
kind of shocked us.
Yeah.
Only 25% of customers who defect from a company say they left for a lower price. But the surprising thing was that 50% of salespeople think that's why the customer defected.
Okay.
Another statistic, only 10% of customers leave because their needs have changed. But salespeople think that a third of the clients leave for that reason. And finally, 75% of customers actually leave a supplier because of the lack of a solid relationship. That was number one by far in terms of the reasons that customers leave a supplier. But on the other side, only 20% tell the salesperson that's the reason why they were leaving. They don't say, the reason I'm leaving you is because I just don't like you, or I just don't think you and I have a solid relationship. That's not said. But on the other side, salespeople think it's because of price, and they think it's because the customer's needs have changed and their company no longer can satisfy those needs. So what salespeople think are the reasons for leaving, and what the customers say the reasons for leaving, usually quite different.
Okay. Yeah, so there's actually two misconceptions there. The one that says satisfaction's of loyalty, but then salespeople have the misconception as to why their customers are leaving. So a double-edged sword there. There was another, I'll call it a loyalty myth, that was dispelled in Masters of Loyalty, and that is that loyalty programs create customer loyalty. Could you explain why loyalty programs just fundamentally fail in their creation of customer loyalty?
Okay, it ties back to the last statistic that I shared with you, that 75% mm-hmm. of customers actually leave a supplier because of a lack of a solid relationship. Loyalty programs appeal to the wrong causes of customer defection.
Okay.
And it also suggests where the answer really lies for companies that want customers who are loyal. In the most valuable sense, customers who have stopped shopping and are deaf to competitors' appeals.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to generating real loyalty, a company's greatest asset is the potential of its sales force. People won't go deaf to a company's competitors. They'll go deaf to the competitors of a person. Think about it. Have you ever felt so loyal to a supplier in the business-to-business world that you stopped shopping? And if so, what mm-hmm. was it that made you feel that way?
Yeah, it was the attentiveness, to be honest. It was when I go back or I'm, have a need coming up, the person anticipates my need. They've been attentive to my preferences throughout my sales, my interactions, my relationships with them. And they're right there to support, to help me work through the challenges that I have and meet, they help me be successful. They help me meet my deadlines. They help me overcome my challenges. And they've, been interested in me enough that they know what my preferences are. And so we can actually be more expedient in conducting the engagement, the transaction. And, oftentimes my challenge is time. And so I do have one person that I am loyal to, and I go back. I have truly stopped shopping. And it's because all these things are just taken care of.
That's my point, Nathan, is that the loyalty that you have is not attached to the company, it's attached to the person.
Mm-hmm.
Loyalty programs are typically attached to some activity or some function of the company, and they're attached to the wrong thing. Loyalty comes from relationships with people.
Yeah, yeah. And in this case, too, there's a chain of these businesses. I could go to any of the other ones, but I won't even go to any other, places of business in the chain because it's loyalty to that person. It's that salesperson. Wow. Well, Dwayne, we've talked a lot about what real loyalty looks like. And I hope we've changed some of the perceptions of our listeners so that they have a better understanding of what true loyalty really is. Could you describe some of the benefits that attaining this type of customer loyalty can bring to an organization?
Well, I can tell you, Nathan, that a company with 100 people like Kevin Mergins in it would rule the world. But today he's a rarity. And why? Because the vast majority of salespeople don't act as loyalty generators. They don't understand that the underlying purpose of every client interaction should be to sell loyalty by strengthening their relationship with the client. And even if that idea makes sense to them, they don't know how to do it. So that's why I wrote this book, is to share with them exactly how to do that.
Okay. Well, and that's a great lead into my next question, because my next question is, with loyalty being so important, how can a salesperson using the action selling method gain their client's loyalty?
Okay. Nathan, in my previous books, I've described the action selling system and how it works to lift the game beyond selling price to why questions are so vital to success. Now, in this book, I've attempted to describe what selling looks and feels like at the top level, at the black belt level, let's call it, or the master's level, at the loyalty generation level. So the loyalty book is a story about Mike, who's a vice president of marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike has created a loyalty program for his company, and he spent a lot of money doing it. Well, he took it out to the marketplace, and it bombed, except in one territory. And this territory has a salesperson in it named Tony, and Tony appears to have this loyalty thing figured out.
Yes.
Problem is, Tony, like many salespeople, can't explain exactly what it is that's working for him. So Mike goes on a mission to figure that out, and he gets on an airplane to go visit Tony and try to understand what Tony's doing that's making loyalty work for him where it's not working so well in other territories.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the story.
Okay. You know, you had asked me about the salesperson that I'm loyal to. And as I was thinking of action selling, and I'm not sure that she uses the action selling process, but asking questions, that's really at the heart of, I guess, why I have become loyal to the salesperson. It's because she asks questions frequently. And not only does she ask the questions, but then she's attentive enough to file away the answers, remember the answers, and then incorporate them into all of the offerings that she presents to me over time. Like I said, I don't know that she's practicing the action selling method, but she's certainly operating in a kind of a like manner with respect to the questions. Dwayne, just for a last question, you mentioned in the story, of course, Tony was a superstar performer. I was wondering if it takes that level of proficiency in the action selling process to really truly gain a customer's loyalty.
Nathan, in the case of Tony and in the situation that you described with the salesperson that you become loyal to,
mm-hmm.
The answer, and I'll give you a hint here, the answer Tony uses a key component of this system we call action selling. Tony does some things differently.
Okay.
First of all, he sets goals to gain bigger commitments than other salespeople set. So he's after, a larger share of the business, and he sets his sights higher. Tony does a very unusual approach to need identification, and he does it better. And I think your example is probably gifted in that area as well. Tony has developed extreme trust, and that's the middle name of customer loyalty, trust.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Tony naturally asks for commitment. It's just a natural part of what he does. And finally, Tony does what others don't do. He thinks specifically about selling loyalty. Loyalty first, and then the loyalty program second. Now, for Tony, action selling has become his consultant's communication system. And he
mm-hmm.
uses the system consistently with clients, and this consistency creates a differentiated sales relationship. So what Tony has done, and probably the rep that you're referencing, what she has done,
mm-hmm.
is they've effectively differentiated themselves. And that's the big difference. Now, they're different in your mind. My rep, Kevin, is different in my mind, in himself. And that's exactly what Tony in my book has done. He's differentiated himself in the mind of the customer.
Okay. Okay. Well, Dwayne, I wanted to thank you not only for your time, but sharing your insights on gaining not just customer loyalty, but establishing trust. I appreciated in Masters of Loyalty how your characters examined the client-salesperson relationships and the action selling process implementation for each of the engagements presented, because it was really through that examination, that dissection of each of those circumstances, that I gained a better appreciation for how customer loyalty was really fostered and really earned in that consultative selling relationship. I highly recommend Masters of Loyalty to all our listeners, but I even more so hope that they'll apply the action selling method to further build trust and earn the loyalty of their customers. So thank you again for joining us.
Thank you, Nathan. One final message
mm-hmm.
to your listeners. Stop focusing so much attention on differentiating what you sell and begin to focus on how you sell. And you'll create true loyalty with your customers. Thank you, Nathan. Enjoyed being with you again.
Thank you, Dwayne. You have a great day. Thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoyed this special edition of the Strategy Driven Podcast. I would like to personally thank Dwayne Sparks for being with us today and sharing his insights on building client trust and earning their loyalty. As always, we would appreciate receiving your feedback by email at podcast@strategydriven.com. If you enjoyed the show, please consider voting for us on Podcast Alley and visiting our website at www.strategydriven.com. You can find more information about Dwayne Sparks and Masters of Loyalty at www.actionselling.com. Until next time, so long.